Chamber Chat time on a Tuesday morning. The sun is, it's partially out right now. Yeah, kind of hidden under a few clouds, but we brought in plenty of help to try to move that clouds.
Sure.
Sitting across from me is not Janae. It is Eric Johnson. How are you?
Good. How are you, Randy?
I'm well.
Good.
You brought some help with you today.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Justin.
Good morning.
Justin, how are you?
I'm great.
Justin spends his time out at the co-op.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are things out there?
It'd be great if it was like 30 degrees colder, you know, get some of this propane moved, but, it's hard to pass up a winter like this after the last two, so we'll take it.
And I bet with an open winter, you got guys just asking you all sorts of questions about spring.
Yeah, I did. I got a Snapchat yesterday from a grower that was out in the field doing some recreational tillage, so the itch is definitely getting there.
Recreational tillage, I love it. What a great word, what a great phrase. That's awesome. Well, you guys are here representing the Chamber of Commerce today, and give us a little idea what's going on over there.
Yeah, Justin and I are both on the board, and I'm my final year of two terms, and Justin just came on a couple of years ago, right, Justin?
That is. I'm on my last couple of months, my first term here.
Right. Yeah, so, we're taking over for Janae today.
Yeah.
She's on vacation. She's somewhere warm.
Good for her.
And I think she'll be back tomorrow after a week's hiatus here. So
for sure.
She asked if a couple of us could come in and spend some time with you, Randy.
Yeah. Well, you know, that probably not a big draw, but you know, it is what it is.
You got the bottom of the barrel, so deal with what you can.
Well, that's just what you get from me, too. So,
yeah.
I know you got the auction going on right now.
Yeah, and Justin's actually on our committee for that, so I'll have Justin kind of talk about that.
Yeah, so last year we did the auction, huge success for us. This year the proceeds are going to help to update the building across the street here.
Yep.
It's definitely aged a few years, so a little upkeeping there, so when we get residents that come to town and visitors, they can go check out the chamber. Auction starts March 18th. Runs through the 22nd. Okay. Big shout out to Steffes for helping us that. If you want to go check out the items, there's a link. Litch.com brings us to your Cumberland Chamber's website. There's a link on there to shoot you over to the auction. Everything's ran online, right on the Steffes website.
And I noticed on the posters, too, you've got a QR code?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep, scan that with your phone, and that'll shoot you right to it.
Shoot you right to it. Wow.
There's already 22 items on there that you can go on preview, and I think there's a ton more coming.
Yes, and anybody who wants to get involved with this, donations are still gladly accepted. We can put that on there till the 18th. Little bit of everything. We got plane rides, Diamond Rio tickets, grills, car details, oil changes. We got some eye care packages, a little bit of everything. So it's something for everybody.
Yeah, and Diamond Rio tickets right here in Litchfield. Come on, you can't beat that.
Absolutely.
Definitely cuts the travel time down a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't beat that. And
absolutely.
I know in years past you've had just some great items. And people really respond to something like this.
Yeah, and Steffes does a great job.
Yeah, they sure do.
We are blessed to have them in our community and helping with things like this. They do an awesome job.
Yeah.
Super easy to work with too. I mean, we buy and sell stuff from Steffes all the time, and it's pretty simple. Doesn't get much easier than that.
Well, and they're local guys, let's face it.
Yeah.
The guys that are running the place are from here, so they're going to be, you know, Chamber of Commerce people.
Right. For sure.
So that makes it really
awesome.
Really
new facility too.
Yeah. Yeah. I was out there the day they were running a big auction, and it's really smooth, and what a great place.
For sure.
Yeah. They've got it fixed up real nice.
Yep. Absolutely. Good.
Okay.
Well, some other things that we got going on coming up, and if the businesses have gotten their e-newsletter, we do have our annual meeting that's coming up.
Okay.
And that's a great opportunity for businesses to get together, do some networking.
Yep.
And that'll be right here next door at the American Legion on April 18th. And it'll be over the lunch hour, 11:30 to 1.
Okay.
And I think there was a sign up for that in the February e-newsletter. So if you're a business out there and didn't get a chance to look at that and get signed up for that, they will also be giving away or looking at you know, business of the year.
Yeah, right.
Opportunities.
Yep.
There's a nomination for that. But please sign up You have until April 4th to get in for the annual meeting and get your tickets for that.
Yep.
I know Anderson Chemical, we have about six of our managers coming to that,
okay.
And it's just a great opportunity to get out and have those folks meet with other businesses in town, too.
Yep. It's one of those times where you get a chance to maybe see some of the folks that you don't normally get to see on an everyday basis because they're stuck in their office or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Right. Yeah, great excuse to see other businesses in town.
Absolutely.
You know, and we also have the probably our biggest fundraiser of the year, probably second to the online auction with our golf scramble.
Yeah.
And that's another great opportunity to network in a very informal setting.
Yeah.
Maybe a few libations flowing and some good golf strokes and things like that. So
well, let's not promise too much. The good golf strokes, you might be stretching it just a little bit.
Yeah,
there's a couple of mulligans and stuff out there, so you can make it pretty darn good.
But that's a great opportunity. That's June 24th coming up.
Yeah.
So that's going to be around the corner before you know it.
Yes, it is.
I think we're a few teams short of a full roster last year.
Yeah.
So sign up early.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
It's a great opportunity to get out and talk with businesses and network.
Well, and I'm promised usually that is a very nice weather day.
Usually,
yeah.
Marla was the when Marla was at the chamber.
True.
She was the good luck charm for the good weather. So hopefully Janae can kind of keep that that going
for sure. For sure. Anything else happening that we should know about?
You know, I think I mentioned this last time I was here, but our Visitors Bureau and the Parade of Bands.
Yep.
Everybody get out for that.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
It's kind of near and dear to my heart, being a member of the marching band myself way back when. So June 11th, the Visitors Bureau puts on a great Parade of Bands.
Yep.
And is this like the third annual or fourth annual? Oh. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, I think
this is the third
days.
Year they're doing that, if not the fourth. But that's a great opportunity, and usually that's a great weather day too, and a lot of the great bands from the state of Minnesota come to that now.
Yeah, and there are even parents out there who have the band near and dear to your heart because they had kids in it. They never got to play in the band, but they had kids in it.
Absolutely.
And it's such a big part of Litchfield.
Yeah,
so.
Big following for Litchfield.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, there was one, you know, in that February e-newsletter, there was something in there that was talking about AEDs at Meeker County was trying to get a good map of all the AEDs in Meeker County.
Sure.
So if you didn't have an opportunity, businesses out there, if you didn't get an opportunity to take that survey, I encourage you to do that so that our first responders and people in town really know where our AEDs are in our businesses and so on and so forth. So,
and that's a program that's expanding all the time. So if you're getting a new one, let somebody know so they can put it on the map.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, way to get yourself on the map, right?
Right, absolutely. Got to do it one way or another.
That's how we got our new. That's how we got our new office on the map. Yeah. An AED. Here, so.
We have an AED. We're on the map.
Yeah. And by the way, that's a great new office that you have over there, Justin.
Yeah, we're very thankful to have an office. You know, quite the upgrade from what it was before, and it's for me having all of our staff under one roof is just a huge cost savings, and just the way of workflow is so much easier.
I can't imagine, you know, going from having people scattered all over to having them in one place. It's got
to
be great.
Yeah, just super excited to have a window in my office now. So that's that's the little things.
Me too. I have a great window right here, I'll tell you. I get to see everything downtown. So,
yeah.
Well, fellas, I appreciate you coming in today. And we'll expect Janae back next week. And see, so whatever we said here just goes right by her.
Right. Absolutely.
She's not going to hold us to anything.
She'll never know.
She'll never know. She'll never know how, you know, us telling everybody how great she is and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
she gets a bunch of complaints next week. It wasn't us.
That goes without saying. That goes without saying. Guys, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Randy.
There's your Chamber Chat here on KLFD.